Refuah Gimel. The issue is a fascinating one between the argument between these two powerhouses. And it really boils down to what is the Truma Sadesh I'm talking about. That's a little unclear what exactly you're talking about. I don't want to go into all the back and forth. There's six steps in Truma Sadesh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But what is it all going on, these six steps? So, Rav Zev Lev assumes it's going on our discussion. The fire, opening the door, closing the door, the wind is going in, going out, etc., etc. And nonetheless, the Truma Sadesh dispensation says not a segregation. Says I've happened, you're in Truma Sadesh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But what is it all going on, these six steps? So, Rav Zev Lev assumes it's going on our discussion. The fire, opening the door, closing the door, the wind is going in, going out, etc., etc. And nonetheless, the Truma Sadesh dispensation says not a segregation. Says that happened, you're off the wall. That's how it is. You look at the opening two lines of the tshuva, it says it's a different thing. When you close a door or a window, apparently they didn't have, like we have today, very good seals. It would create a kind of a wind tunnel. When they close the door, instead of having the wind just come and stam, and it would close 90%, so it would be a whistling, a mapuach, is a lush, like a wind blowing in. And that could cause more of the fire going on than if it's open, there's no shape of the hedja. Then if the whole, I don't know, that's what it says. It says of Halperin, that's what the Truma Sadesh is talking about. That, he says, is not a psigration, this mapuach effect, wind tunnel effect. But as far as the wind coming in and closing the door, that's of course the psigration. So why does he discuss it? Obvious. So it's a proof of what's not discussed. That's in a nutshell. Okay. Rabbi Osai, we're learning the sugya of Hotzah. We're not discussing here the sugya of what's the Rishus HaRabin, what's the Carmelist. That's for a different, that's a whole different story. We want to know what is a person permitted to go out with, if you will, by Meyotzin, when it's not a proper Rishus HaYochid, you can't carry it. So, we gave some of the rules yesterday, what's Malbush is Mutter and Tachshit is Mutter, and we explained why, because they're both to the Gufa Adam. Fine. What about if it's in your hand? That's a present title. So it's in your hand. So these Heterim apply if it's in your hand. So you have to look at the Mishnayos Mitzuyoros to see what exactly is the case of the Mishnah Nafsamach Gimel. What happened? Was it in your hand? Or was it slung over your shoulder, the various weapons? So first I want to quote David. David Wise told me yesterday, I'm not a bad shot. I was stuck. Why is it? What do you mean a cherub is not a takshit? Because the Asad Lava, when Mashiach comes, lo yisa goyal goy cherub. Halavai quickly, but Mani she hasn't come yet. So you need a cherub to defend yourself. It's a tzarach haguf. So David, I think, made a good suggestion. He says, if you're walking in a place and there are enemies lurking in all every alleyway, and you need that sword, avaretz mutter. That's mamash takshit, for sure. The machloikis between the tanoim is when there's no danger, no imminent danger. But you know, hey, I walk around with my whole get up there. Woo! Look at the mishnayos mitzuyoros, very impressive. I get up. Woo! That's an impressive thing. So I'm gonna walk around and there's no enemies here, but you know, I'm sure see who I am, you know. Like the Ruskies had all those medals on their chest, you know, from the army, you know. Show how many, how many niches in the pistol, you know, how many. My first summer here, 1975, we lived across the road. There were bats. So we had two chashev accounts. I think there was accounts of the Kol and JSS at the time. One is Rabbi, now Rabbi Goldberg from Wavecrest. One's Rabbi Sokolov. Q Gods, I think that was the councils then, and they would come, we would get scared, the bats would come, Batman, they'd come in with their brooms and they'd go bang, and they would mummish, and they would make niches on the brooms, you know, how many bats, you know. So that's a gavaldic covet, you know, I'm going with my armor to show who I am. That's a shita. I want to say gnai hulo. But Yisrael will have, you have a sword, and you have a spear, and you have an armor. That's objectively, it's a gnai. Nebuchadnezzar needed. You walk in a bad neighborhood, you have to have it, it's a takshit. But you're walking in a place where there's no threats. I think that's a very good shot. That will explain why then the machlok is a lumdish of machlok. Something's objectively a gnai. But people think it's a cover to go with these people. Think it's a cover. Apparently that's a machlok as a tanoim. Do we follow the objective or the subjective? That's perhaps a haskolas pshat. You have a better pshat? Let me know. Okay. Comes the Teferis Yisrael on that Mishnah and says, you're carrying the spear in your hand. I guess you have to know how spears work. So, you read about the Shaul HaMelech, they like, yeah, so you have it in your hand, and assuming it's called Abelazim, it's mutter, what do you see? That a tachshit in your hand is mutter against the Magan Avraham. The Magan Avraham says that in your hand, everything is us. Tachshitim are only mutter if they're on your clothes, slung over your shoulder, whatever it is, not on your hand. Who said he's right? I looked in the Mishnayos with Tzuyoros, and he has the. It could be that the Chanish is Chogur B'Masnov. It's, you know, it's like I have a sword. Ever see the cowboy movie? You know, pull out the sword, if it's hanging around your waist. So, you know, so that's not on your hand. You're carrying it slung over your hip. You know, your swagger. Come on, man. Didn't have cowboys in you when you were growing up? So, you know, you walk through town. You know, sports, you know. So that's what we're talking about. Oh, so the machzah shekel, the machzah shekel already was attuned to this. Maybe the mother of the is, we have to worry about it. Maybe it's in his, it's hung over. No, he says also in the Mishnah Samach Gimel, aside from the, I think there are five different things I saw. Lo b'sayif, lo b'keshes, lo b'tris, lo b'olav, lo b'romach. So the first three, you know, are slung over you. The tris is a shield on your chest, and the bow and arrow over your shoulder, and the scythe is in your waist. You're right. That's no right or anything. That's not the proof. But the ola and the romach, the machzah shekel, that's in your hand. Now I was just in a bunk this morning. This happened to be looking. I found the article of Mishnayos on Shabbos. Boom. It's there. So if you want to look at the Mishnah, it's very nice things on this Mishnah. It's on my desk. He says there are five, I think what's in the Groff in the Yerushalmi, there are five different types of armaments here. The Hamushim Olu B'nei Yisroel Yeretz Mitzrayim. They're all five. So, yeah, that's what it says. So, so that's the first three already slung over your shoulders. It's not, doesn't mean that much, but it's the last two. So the Magen Avraham, who said it's usher to have a tachshit in your hand, is bothered. What do you do with the Mishnah? What do you do with the Mishnah? Miyotzah chayev chatas hebelezam tachshitim ein lo. And therefore what? What did he say? Because Magen Avraham, he never said it's mutter. Then you're not chayev chatas. Mutter it's not. It's in your hand. Potter velos. So it's Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Aleph, Sivkoton, Chof Zion. That's what it says. Sivkoton, Chof Zion. Fine. This is true. Why you putter? You putter because it serves as a tachshit even when it's in your hand. You walk through that tough town in the Wild West and you have that olah v'romach in your hand. Whatever it means. And everyone's scurrying for cover. And while it's in your hand, it shows how tough you are, macho. Everyone's running away. That's why it's considered to be a tachshit in your potter, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. As opposed to a din of a makat nekuva, right? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif, says the Mogan Avraham Yudalad, Ava Biyodo Mechayvim Becholinyan Ishva Isha Benakuva Veshen Nakuva. If you're holding the needle in your hand, make sure it's Yechayev. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. If it's in your garment, is it Nakuva this way and Nakuva that way, a man this way, a woman that way, a whole pilpul. Says the Gemara that pilpul is batel mevutel when the needle's in your hand. Why? So the Levushei Sfirot explains that the needle may be attached when it's tucked into your shirt, shows something. It's in your hand, shows nothing. Ooh, I have a needle in my hand. Meaningless. There's no sign of anything in your hand. So therefore, it's only going to be chayit. As opposed to the olav aromach, when they're in your hand, they show how tough you are. That would be potter according to Rabbi Lezer. But not mutter, according to the Bible, not mutter. So it gets a little bit complex when the Magen Avraham says this, he says it quotes a Tosfos of Samach Beis. It should no say Tachshit Biyodo Oso Lechatchila Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. That's his main rias in Tosfos. Let's take a look at Samach Beis in the Tosfos. Turn back a daf, the Samach Beis. See what it says. It's a little complicated over here. It's not straightforward. Not so straightforward. Gemara has in Samach Aleph Med Beis on the bottom. Gemara says towards the very end, Keva on the Masi Afagav the Nokele Biyode Nami Shaper Domi. Shihi says Rashi, the last Rashi. Tachshitohu Higochi Nami Maisa Dalamas Biyodayan Lamachayev. You have this kind of a therapeutic item. You won't go into a kamea, whatever it may be. So it's curative. It's curative. And therefore, even if it's in your hands, it's okay. Shaper dami. V'atanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Rabbi Vachli, Yachosena, B'yodav, Yavrena, Abraham, Es, Peshus, Arabim. Fred Toysis, Tema Liri. Little Mishum Maris Ha'ayin Dafku Osim in the Rabbanon. All right. No Stira. It's Mutami Geradin. But Osim Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. Omeri the Shalom Yachzen Abiyot HaMashma Afil of a Komtso the Lek of Maris Ha'ayin. No one can see it. I Chad V'Chadorim. You don't say Chad V'Chadorim in this kind of a case. Chad v'chadorim means if I'm hanging up my laundry in my tomorrow Shabbos later, in my privacy of my home. Somebody walked into the room, I'd be caught. But if I have something which is hidden between my two fingers, no matter where I am, no one's going to see it. The Post will talk about this. I saw in, if you have blood on your gums, so blood of the human being, mikudin is not awesome. So your lattice, to say you bite into an apple, and the apple, you see blood, you can't eat, take the next bite into the apple because you're eating your own blood. But it's cold, man, it's in your mouth, you don't have to go wash it out every split second. Why? Because the old reason for Dam Adam is Maris Ayin. And the Chad V'Chadorim is also when it, what you're doing, if it were in public, would look like a Dvar Yisra. But in your mouth, by definition, always going to be in private. So too, I think, Chantosis. Then between your fingers, it's always going to be considered to be in private. Fine. Ella Isura Doraisa Iko. Now, so which way does this cut? Which way does this go? So Levushi Yisroel explains. Levushi Yisroel explains. Lemaskana, he says, Lemaskana, the kamiya doesn't work when it's in your hands. Tosfos is asking Akasha, let's say to Asim Adirabbanon, Mishum Maris Ha'ayin. It's all in the Havamina. But, Levush Yisroel explains, from the Havamina, we understand that there exists an issue of Maris Ha'ayin on something which would otherwise be attached if it's being held in your hand. That's how he understands the Raya of the Magen Avraham. I'll read it to you a few lines of the Levush Yisroel. Very important, just to see what the Magen Avraham is talking about. It's not so apparent. It says, Chemasha B'Tosis. says in the bottom, close to Shas, close to Gemara. And the Gemara explains it, well, you're going to the bathroom, you're going to carry it in your hand, the whole story. In fact, quotes Tosis. Maybe it's Maris Ayin. You know, Osamina Torah. The Kosher, what's the right in Tosis? Osamina the Rabbanon. Lemaskon Osamina Torah. Kitei Rutsam. So what's he bringing a right over the Rabbanon? Tosis don't want to live with the Raisa. He says, no. Them is called Tachshid, Iko, Chiyuva, Kshemotia, Biyodah. Like a sword, like a spear. The male of the shas may karama came in the masik v'chule. It's the tachshit in the hand that it's considered that the kamiya works even if it's in your hand. And the Gemara is asking a kasha from the brisa. And what do they prove? No, in your hand it's not a tachshit at all. And you chayim with the brisa. That's the Gemara. Frektosis, what do you mean? Even before that, there should be Nisav Maris Ayin. So the Tosis Kash, you see that there exists Nisav Maris Ayin at Tachshitim, even when they service Tachshitim in your hand. What's the Magen Avraham actually talking about? Someone who has difficulty walking and you want to use a cane. So he suggests, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. That's what he says. What in fact is the din of a cane? What is the din of a cane? So the Shulchan Aruch here says, in Sif Yud Zayin, Chiger, She'ein yochel elech b'lo makel, mutal elech bo. Im efshel elech zuloso, ein notal elech hachzig atzmo, osur. That's what it says. That's the din of a chiger. Where does this come from? Let's take a look on the Rosh Siman Yud Zayin. That's the fastest place to see it. If you don't mind, the Rosh Siman Yud Zayin. Mikanye Shlil Moshe Chige Yochol Elek B'Maklos Afal Pish En Kshurimbo. Ela shiokzem biyado, v'chein misayv the katani kisei smucha shelo. Pish Rashi shu malach nismach ayado v'savsalam katanim v'osim savsalam oches biyado. If you look in the Tosfos on Kuf about kiteya and samachein, so the according to one pshat the raya is even from the resha. According to the other pshat the raya is from the sefer. The Ritva explains it at greater length. I mean the times al hita the mishak nikvet sugide shokav lachis v'maklos b'shabbos. Crutches. V'yein roe, says the Rosh. Davka b'mishe n'yochel elech klal b'lo maklos mach maskoli shebegufo avol zokein aholech b'beiso b'lo maklos uchsheyote l'chutz nishan al maklo mach mas tashes kocho lo yete bo b'shabes. This is a very, very painful chumrah. Very painful chumrah. When I came to Young Israel of Riverdale, 1974, there was no Erev. And there was an elder Yid, man was then in his 80s, who would come to Shul with a cane. I never discussed with him what happened in the house. Because if he used the cane in the house, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. If he didn't use the cane in the house, according to the Rosh saying over here, it would be a problem. This man was an old German Jew who had pirated a chavrus with Rabbi Breuer at the time. He'd go to Rabbi Breuer, I think on a daily basis, or sometimes, I don't know how many often he'd go. Rabbi Breuer was known as a big machman hotel. They didn't hold for the Eiro in Frankfurt, the whole story, and certainly not in the Heights. So I figured, look, if he's a chavrus with Rabbi Breuer, it's not my business as being someone less than one-third his age, telling him what to do. So that's the way it was. As a matter of fact, my initial involvement in the Erev and River, that was precisely because people were carrying things in what we call an unauthorized manner. I mean, there's also a benefit, baby carriages, etc., but aside from that, people were carrying things such as handkerchiefs with keys and things which are, in a manner which I consider to be unacceptable. We'll discuss some of these things this week. And that was one of the main reasons to get involved in an Erev, as a Chassam Sofer writes, it's impossible for Klal Yisrael to be Nizir and Otzor. Chassam Sofer said it's impossible. It's impossible. That means that, you know, to paraphrase Lincoln, you get some of the people to keep it some of the time, or you can't get all the people to keep it all the time. That can't be. I'm forced to choose Chassam Sofer. So you have to try to make an Erev whenever it's possible. Okay, that's what it says. So now let's open the Mishnah Brura and see how what he says. Sif Cotton, Sam of Gimel, and Sam of Dal. Shinala. Shulchan Aruch writes, Sif Yitzayin, Chigay Eshen Yochel Elech Belo Makel, as we saw before. Why? The cave and the yochel elef klav lo makel havele kiminol didei. Unbelievable. This is not a cane, it's a shoe. Is that a wear a shoe? Why? He can't walk without shoes. He can't walk without a cane. The cane is a shoe. Who's used to poetic language? Rosh Beitza Chafei. What's it doing in Beitza Chafei? Strange, unrelated matter, somewhat unrelated. It's an issue of zilzul, to walk around a cane, it's a consensus of a zilzul b'yontif, but not sugya. He throws a little bit about otzah to the rush, as it's considered to be like your shoe. Okay, your shoe is your shoe is your shoe. That explains why it's mutter to go with this cane, and that would obviate the problem of the Mogan Avram. There's no heter of takshit in your hand. It's not a takshit, it's a malbush. Right? It's a malbush, it's a shoe, a glorified shoe. No gzeir by malbushim. It's not considered to be a masa either. The Mishnah Brura writes though in Sivkot and Samach Dalet, based on the Mechaber, in Yochel Efshel Elech Zuloso. Oh, so as I read to you before, in effect in the Rosh. He quotes further from the Rosh. V'chein zokein aholech, an older person, aholech beveso belo makel, v'chiyotza l'chut nishan al maklo makmas toshos kocho, that's my case I described. An older man, and I assume for the moment he couldn't walk without it at all. Okay, it's like a shoe. Fine. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very good question. I mean, if you want to be technical, it's every step. I can hop, you know. But I mean, every time he's walking from the living room to the bedroom, you know, that's how I would understand. Now, the truth is, he's jumping and saying it's a masui. So at the Mishnah Brura, we mentioned yesterday, masui is the dirty word over here. The dirtiest word in this paragraph is masui. And that literally means a burden, means a carrying. As opposed to a malbush and a takshit, where worse comes to worse, it's a rabbonon, a gzeira, something of a... He uses the M word. Says it be halacha, goes further. I'm ish tibur atam, nabi kemasli, lefizei esh b'zei yishuva d'araisa, k'shol ha'kak b'shu sarabim. Whoa! Then he quotes from the Prima Godim, quotes from the Levush. No, it's only the Rabbanon. But the Rice is not considered to be a Masur B'chol Gavni. Kevan Dazok and Mistamichale. Now it says it's really Machlechts. Who's right? So I tell you, I saw in Tosis Samachem and Beitz, they asked it, Shema Yisrael Dalet Amos. That's how I read it. Look in Samachem and Beitz, it's a long Tosis. He says, "The Shabbos Gaza Dilma Mifsika in a Roy Lahalechbo." it's a, you're looking through the whole thrust of the Torah, so I got the impression that the Levush was right. That is an Issa Derabbanan. We understand very well, if you can't walk without it, there's no Issa Derabbanan. What are you afraid? It's going to fall off, and you're going to walk Dal Amma. You can't walk one Amma. You can't walk anywhere. I guess that may be the answer, David. If you can walk Dal Amma without it, then it's already awesome. At least according to this Mahalla. Can't walk Dalat Amos, there's nothing to ask. That's the Tosfos. If you look in the Lashon of the Ran, I got a similar impression. Okay, the Ran, Lamana Amar Aleph. The Ran writes, Masnis Nakitea, Yotza Bekavshalo, etc., etc. Rabbi Yossi, also, Ned Rabbi Yossi, Nami Moda, the Minalu, Afilo, Achi Goz, with Dimim Mishdale, Fosnes, with Abba Amas, Shusser Rabbim. Quote to Gemara, Mesef, the Yuma, the Fayan Ches. It's against Rashi. Rashi sounds like it's like kind of a Masui. Ah, if Rektois says, how can he walk? He has only one foot. If it falls off, he won't move. Says the Re, no. So that means that if you can walk with your crutch and it's like a kind of a fake leg which you can walk without, when we can hit you with toys, the kitel, the test with makashlosh, you wear crutches. Without it, you can't move without it. You can't move. So you get an impression from the whole thrust of the Ran that it doesn't sound as a derice over here. It doesn't sound like it. Doesn't say. It's hard to say for sure. It doesn't say beferish. Now, if you look at the Bi'ur Halacha which you just came from, let's look at it again. Come on, it's very important. This again, we're in Sif Yud Zayin de Bermaskel Avol. So the Primogodim started off by saying it's what? It's a Masui. Then he quotes the Levush. That it's not a masui. In Ema Ayin, B'Shabbos Samachvov, B'Maskona, Yira the Hedya, the Rava Svile, the Makashal Skena, the Ovid Klaal Smicha, the Gorami Kavshal Kiteash Yeshbo, Beis Kibul Ksisin, the Tommy Medris, Shu the Mistamach Lele Prokim, Ulkaf Tommy Medris, Shu the Rakle Tarutse Sugya Avidi. What's this? Let's look at the Gemara. Samachvov at the very bottom of Amar Aleph. Give a quick look. Samach Vav Amar Aleph towards the bottom. The Mieshla Beis Kibul Ksis and Tomei Omer Abayim Tomei Tumas Meis and Tomei Ben Tomei Medris Rav Amav Tomei Medris Omer Rav Amino Amino Lo Tiznan Agola Shal Kotten Tomei Medris. Rabbi Amar Hosam Samech Ilaveh, Hachalo Samech Ilaveh. Or Rabbi, we know Amin Allah. Now what? That is not no medris. The Tanya, Makel Shuskenim Tor Miklum. Rashi says, Lo medris Lo Shatuma. The lava smich of it. Sharaglo Mahalech. V'yafa gav dem istamech ala leprokim. Doesn't matter. Not made it for that purpose primarily. So then what is he using it for? Makel Shuskenim Tor. You see, there's no problem with a Makel. It's not considered to be the Kabbal Tumas Medris. Virava? No. Hasam Lutruze Sugya Avida. Hacha Lismochi Lavehu Davida Vesamechale. Depends what it's made for. If the Kiteya does put his weight on it, but the Zakein does not. So if he doesn't put his weight on it, who needs a cane? If you're not putting your weight on, who needs a cane? Zakt Rashi. The Takein Psiosa Veliskov Koma Nesharagla Vishokov Rosisos Velolis Michas Kol Gufo. You're not putting your weight on it. All you're doing is you want to be able to walk straight. And your feet and your thighs are shaking. So it doesn't look nice. Sounds like it's cosmetic. don't want to be viewed as someone who's shaking. You want to look as if you're steady on your feet. You really aren't. So you take a makel, and you're able to walk in a straighter path without shaking so much. But you're not really putting your weight on it. That's the Gemara. Says the Bir Halacha. You see, the Rava holds the makel shel zkein la'ovid klal smicha. It's different than the kav shel kiteya. For the kav tor, he made it between the rakla terutzi sugavidi. Okay, that's a fact. Tell me, Rabbosai, does that fact have anything to do with Hilchos Shabbos? Is it a Tumah Sugi or a Shabbos Sugi? We're not learning Hilchos Tumah this year. So I think it's a Tumah Sugi. Says the Bir Halacha, V'hamordechai hevi raya ledino mibraisa zu demakel shel zakenim. What? What does that mean? That the Mordechai proved this din, the din of the Shulchan Aruch, which comes from a Mordechai. Let's take a look. Shin Nun Tes. Let's look together. Rabbos, open up. Shin Nun Tes. Nope. Let's go. Page 148 on top. Yesh lahat alechas b'Shabbos b'maklas esmukos lo dan maklas shenishin b'hem. Fine. Avos lekainim is the third line. Shehochin b'maklas machmas nenua os lotzeis b'Shabbos to the terutze sugyo v'hiluchu davidi. So here the Mordechai comes and cites a phrase which in the Gemara is referring to Tilchus Tuma, and the Mordechai quotes it to explain why Zekeinim Shehochen B'Maklas Maklas Nenua Oslo says B'Shabbos. So he took the phrase out of the Gemara with respect to Tuma, and he applied it to Shabbos as well. So as the Bir Halacha.
And therefore what?
Says Bir Halacha, I'll tell you what. This is the what we call the bad news. And therefore what? Therefore what? He doesn't spell it out beferish, but the whole thrust of his theme is, and therefore it's Daraisa, it's a Masoi. He quoted a Shaila originally. The Mishnah Berurah said it's Kamasui, not Daraisa. Then he said the Prima Gadim thought it's a Masui, but the Levush holds this is the Rabbanon. But I, Bir Halacha, say, look in Shabbos Samach Vav, and look in the Mordechai. Therefore it's a Daraisa. 2 plus 2 is. Okay, it's a 4 or 5. It's a question. Is this really a raya? Is this a raya that's a daraisa? Achakach matzatzim rabbein Yeruchim, the mucha, the svile, the bezeh, ein shem manul, the tachshit shel almakel, almakel v'chein bo'or zeruah, kostat v'hedja d'havi kimasui. The truth is, did the Mordechai say that it's Daraisa? It's true that Terutzi Sugyo, Hu Davidi. I would say, if you're up to me, if you ask me, I would say, hey, that's a pretty big takshit. You know, we point out the takshit of a tzorach gufo. It's a tzorach gufi to walk like a mensch. Look, people spend a lot of money on these little tachshitim, these little pins on their dresses. Here, the man wants, or the woman wants to look to walk like normal without shaking so much. You ask me, that's much more important to how she looks than with a little pin on the lapel. Because I'm maybe the wrong person to ask, but that's if you would ask me, that's what I would say. The Mordechai never said it's Daraisa. What I understood it to mean was, if the guy can't walk at all without a cane, there's no reason for any chashash. This guy can walk without a cane. He shakes. Doesn't like to be seen shaking. Never said it's Doraisa. And even the Or HaZeruah, I looked it up. I looked up the Or HaZeruah. I did. I was a little bit wondering about the Or HaZeruah. He says, as the Mishnah B'Halacha in fact quotes him, Havi ki masui v'osur. He didn't say it's masui v'chayev. He knows how to use the word chayev over there. So maybe he didn't really mean it's on a level of doraisa. It's not considered to be in the category of tafshit. But doraisa is a tafshit. But the rabbanan they asked it. And perhaps we mean that when it comes to a tafshit which you're holding in your hand, they gave it on a rabbanan level a kimasu kind of a category, sort of an in-between level. I can't deny he uses the word kimasu. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a doraisa. In other words, if I carry something on my lapel with one of the xeris to Rabbanan, I may take it off and show my friends and walk down the Amis. No one uses that word kimasu. That's pure tachshit with xeris to Rabbanan. But perhaps when something's in your hand, the Mogad Avraham asked it. The reason for the issur is also Shem Yedach Dalad Amis Mishus Rabbim. But because it's in your hand, they called it kimasu. That's my suggestion. That's a suggestion. Is it really true that whatever is not Mekabel Tumas Medris is automatically prohibited, and maybe even a Doraisa? Is that automatic? So that Russian Beta in Perek Gimel Siman Hey talks about going with the Issur of Zilzul B'Yontif if you use a cane. Even someone who's blind, Rachmana Litzlan, the Russian scholars, maybe a Zilzul. Why? The blind man can walk. And the makil is, quote, the terutze sudya, to be able to walk straighter. As I stand in the rush, paragimel simonim is after Beitz. Kamzi orach hashulchan, in sif ayin beis, something very important. Quotes in Suma. V'nil anez daiti. The Yisru Rak Suma Bimkomo Shiodeak Tazdaka Bimnea Hergel. Al Bibi also the Mokam Acher. Yodua Shain Yacholas Asuma Leila Klavalo Makel. Shim Mashmish from the fun of Babi Kichiger. Uvalo Makel Yipo Babor. Or Yikoshal Mesadovar. If the blind person needs that cane to know where he's going, then of course it's Mutas of the Yaruch HaShulchan. I'm asking you a question. It's Mekabel Tumas Medris? No way. He doesn't put his weight on the cane. He holds the cane in front of him. No Tumas Medris. No din. There's no Tumas Medris. It's a masli. No such thing. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Ha'ora, Samach Beis. Please open up. Do you have it? Do you have it? This is in Terek Yudches. I don't want to put this in a sign on the map. The same that I put all the Mishnayos, but you're going to read the whole parak, at least the top of the Shemir Shabbos. Most of it, anyway, on the Ma'amar Kolos down the line. But it's a very nice treatment of this very difficult topic. The Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa in the Ora, Perek Yudches, Ora, son of Beis, quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. The Ateres, the Canaan, is the same thing. It took me a while to find it. It's a Chidush Amiri, not the Beis HaBechira. We have it. Chidush Amiri says this, and he says, Velon is barely. So he only found it's a Meiri, and he's not sure. So Yesh Lushol Shelas Chochem. He sort of backs off a little bit. And on top he writes, Vechena Suma. Yeah, it's very, I don't know, I'm a little bit upset. You often find bigger coolness in the footnotes than you have on top, which I guess is the nature of things, because, you know, if people read the top only, they'll be mezalzel, so they get the coolness usually in the small print on the bottom. When it comes to a suma, it's a big shas atchak. I don't think you should put the only in the footnote. It's a serious, it's a much more serious. Oh, but you only find a meiri, maybe it's long as barley. I have a ritva. I think I have a ritva. The one I asked you to see. Samach Vav and the Beis, Dibra Maskel Hossam. On that Gemara, to which is Sugya. Says the Ritva as follows. Mikan Tirus Mashikshu Rabim. Here it says, Hachi Gemutal Lotes Mishalas B'Makal Shabi Yodov, and in Himself the Yom, the Beitza, it says, Eina Suma Yotze B'Makal of Lohar Rabba Tarmilo. Aviyesha Taretz. Tohosan Bistam Suma She'eno Holech El Himanig. She'ena Makal B'Yodov Lotarutzi Suga B'Alma. Aval Stam Chige She'olach B'Makal B'Basav Solom B'Lo Manig. Yotze Mishterah Mafil B'Shabbos. Nu, it's a Mefurish Eritra. That the Suma is going to believe Manig. He wants to be independent, go on his own. He may use his cane. And there's no, and that's it. This is a very authoritative source. So I think you have a right to be Mekel. You have a written from Farush. To me, he was known as Bar, but the written was as Bar. It wasn't printed in the time of the other post. We didn't have it. Lanias Daiti. He, if the Suma can walk around in his house without the cane, I think it's still Mutter. The Pashtus. A Masu, it's not. He needs it. And you know, you don't find a Gzer by a Suma. We try not to make Gzeris when it's, we'll call this a Lo Shchicho, or Shasat HaGono. No. It seems to me, therefore, the following Chiddush, I'm telling you a Chiddush, that this whole din that is quoted in the poskim, that it's also to carry something, to walk with something in the street if you don't need it in the house. I suspect, and it's a chiddush on my part, that it only really applies because the fact that you don't need it in the house is an indication that you can really manage without it even in the street. Like the Russian case of the old person is he's shaking. Doesn't want to walk while he's shaking. So in the house will walk while he's shaking. And the street doesn't want to walk while he's shaking. But if it falls down, he'll walk while he's shaking. And then maybe he's going to start, someone's going to carry it somehow or other. You want to walk straight? Nope. So I'm afraid he'll decide I can't use the cane here for some reason. I'll just carry it, or someone else will carry it for me, and I'll walk crooked. But if you can't walk in the street, Michashash Shema Yipo, to quote the Aruch HaShulchan. And I think the Ritva means the same thing. The blind person can walk, he's healthy, but just it's going to trip and fall. Lift the evil asita and mikshol. He's going to fall in the mikshol. So if you can't walk at all in the street, then it should be mutter, I thought. The same as a blind person with no manik, according to the ritva, is mutter. An older person who just can't walk in the street, he's going to fall down. I thought it should also be mutter, irrespective of the fact that on his familiar and very gentle home circumstances of carpeted floors and everything is, you know, exactly smooth, he's able to manage without a cane, but he can't do that in the street. In New York City, the concrete is cracked all the time. People who are not blind, not old, are falling and getting and tripping and suing the city as we every day. Not winning, but can't sue City Hall. But the people are tripping on the. That's what I thought. So the Shmir Shabbos in the Oran Nuntes quoted to Ferris Yisroel that Cholash Akoshel Olalechas B'li Makel. It's difficult to walk without a Makel. Maybe this grounds to be lenient. But the Kosher of Shlomo is something very interesting. This Yesh Nistabi B'Misha Zokuk L'Makel Rak Baloso Al Haro Madregas. I need a cane only for steps or hills. I can't get to the steps unless I walk. I can't use the shame of a farish to move my makna from one set of steps to the next set of steps. I have to go with it. The Mishnah Berurah asked it. And we're afraid, Shem, moreover, second reason, Shem Yitaltel also be other Mimblili Shoinel of Klal in the interim between one set of steps and the other. What do you see from Shlomo Zalman? That in the steps of Adamutim, you know, they never clear by the steps. Yesh li lomar, that for someone who can't walk even on relatively flat ground, that's his steps. And it's better than the steps, because the second reason for Shlomo Zalman doesn't apply. There's no in between the steps. It's all that way. I thought. The Mishnah Berurah goes further in the sugya. And Sifkot and Samachay is the following case. Adam holech b'mokam sheyipol makma sheyodu k'shamim v'amokam meshupa o sheholech b'choref alamayim anigladim shekoren ice kerach u'mefachet shema yipol mutagam k'notz v'makam t'tam alachige k'enkos v'atas. Others disagree. Say it's wrong. And the Sharet Zion says, "Minole lahakel." And the fear of falling is enough. To say, and the ritva, it's implicit in the ritva that the son would walk by himself without a manik. He can walk physically. He's just going to fall. The fear of falling is enough to warrant walking with a makel. And according to one side of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman with the steps, if I could walk, as long as I lean on the cane, I can go between one. The cane on the steps, it's a useless heter. How will I get from one set of stairs to the other? How will I get from one ice to the other? It's a heter in principle, in theory. One set of steps, it can work. Let's say it's flat and the shoe is on the first floor, but you live up a flight of stairs. Oh, so you can take your cane. the cane on the steps. It's a useless heter. How will I get from one set of stairs to the other? How will I get from one ice to the other? It's a heter in principle, in theory. One set of steps. It can work. Let's say it's flat and the shul is on the first floor, but you live up a flight of stairs. Oh, so you take your cane down the flight of stairs, put it right down over there, and then walk the shul without the cane and go back. So the flight has to go back, but it only worked for one flight. Unless you deposit a cane each and every flight of stairs. You live in Harnof, put a cane here and a cane here. You don't want to use the Erev. Every time there's another, he gives you the 10 canes to get up the stairs. The Shmiras Shabbos takes, at least on top, takes a more strict view. Takes a stricter view both by ice. After all, the other mefakta me'achlaka, from Kamos, the other slip. Ain't the chosh of Karegal the day. Came and Shiokal Alechas Gambalo Makal, Asha Makal Matal from Ipacha. Yeah, that's what he says. Because the Shitoso on top is Makal by Asumo also. But I thought Mikir Adin, it should be Mutter. That's what I thought. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's go back to the beginning of the Shia. This is a Sharat Tzion, Sifkotan Ayin Aleph. Here the Mishnah Brura quoted, Rabosai, quoted in Samach Vov. Hafilu makal teferesh and also the covet usher. Davshuk takshit lahut talisa takshit biyado. The Mogan Avraham. Says Ayin Aleph, even though the earlier Rabbah knocked out the Raya, and he says really it's mutter, still it's hard to rely upon him because kam achron like the Mogan Avraham. Question one. Question two. V'od, halo b'zeh ha-makal osu l'takshit u'lish tamesh, as the Mogan Avraham said, v'al zeh lo heshev el yirabu klum. Mogan Avraham said two things. The second point is, it's osu l'takshit u'lish tamesh bo. And el yirabu was silent on that. Let's analyze this carefully. L'chora, the el yirabu is 100% right. Why? Because why the Mogan Avraham Aser carrying a takshit in your hand? Remember the two words that he used? What were the two words that he used? Huh? Who remembers? Marisayin, right? It's based on the Tosis on Sanach Beis. What if I find you a case where there is no Marisayin? So the Chor, in principle, he should agree that it's Mutter. So, what's the Marisayin over here? I have this fancy cane, you know, these, you ever see the Yorubshar Abonim? They walk with their canes. They're not so old. It's a sign of covet, of chashivas. What's the Mara sign? What? Everyone knows the Rav goes with a cane. Oh. And what are you afraid about? It's going to fall down. So you pick it up and keep walking. You'll have to walk with it. What's Pshat Mogan Avraham? So you'll say, let's read it again. The Mogan Avraham says, Masha Nogla Hashuvim Lelech b'makal shebiyodam asurim atzeis behem b'shabbos. And don't say it's a takshit, it's not mutter in your hands. He quotes the Rebbe Lezer, quotes Tosafos Samach Beis, quotes the Ravan, he quotes the Rishalmi, which that's tomorrow's year, this is Rishalmi, by Rabbi Gamliel. U'machteach b'yodo, akochach liyodo lav mamash. It's not in his hands. He's mechavet to Iran. The Ran said it's like a ring on its fingers. He quotes the Ran. So along with the Ran, she had talked about spoke and tabas. Do you see from there from that Yerushalmi? The also Lisa Tachshit Biyado. That's it. Can't. The old. The also the Tachshit Lishtameshbo. Back on Sif Yud Aleph. a separate question. Says the Levush Yisrod, Rotsu Lomar, Hamakal Osi Lekach, V'yesh Osim B'Sifir Al. What? Who knows Pshat? What are you using it for? But not only is it for the Zokin to show the Choshev, so how Choshev he's using a cane, but also to use. What use? I mean, to lean on it. I thought that's also Mutter Miki right there. Why isn't it Mutter? We said before. Because you may carry it, quote unquote, without leaning on it. But if it's Mutter Miki right then, because it's Choshev, so what's this extra second question? I'm not quite sure Pshat and Malan Avraham. Why should it be awesome? There's no Marisayan over here. What's Marisayan? Everyone knows it is Chashur, walk with canes. I don't know. Moreover, as the Levush Yisrael himself points out, his proof of Mafteach, Rabbi Gamliel, is very schwer. As he mentioned at the very beginning of the Shir, a Mafteach in your hand, that's no Takshit. It's like the Machat. A cane is a taksha in your hands. What's got a raya? Not at all conclusive, Smogon Avraham. Someone can give me pshat in the holoch yelich, in the actual, every single word, I'd appreciate it. I'm not exactly sure. Let's get the introduction. We have 5 minutes to go. The introduction to tomorrow's Shia. Introduction to tomorrow's Shia will go right to the Rosh Simon Yud. This is very, very critical. We'll read the Rosh together, and tomorrow we'll elaborate upon it. Simon Yud. Okay, are you with me? Simon Yud. Masnisin. Loteitze isha b'machar anakuba v'lo b'tabas yesha le'chosem. V'lo b'kuliar v'lo b'koveles v'lo b'tzlochus v'lo pleiton. V'm yotzo chayev eschadas tiv rameya. V'chachomim potrim b'koveles v'lo b'tzlochus v'lo pleiton. Oma ulo v'chilufem ish. Kloma. Yetze ish b'machat she'ena nekuva u'v'tabas she'ena le'achosem chayev chat. Why? It's not normal for him. We mentioned this yesterday. Only takshit shalom, malva shalom, was bottled to his guf. Not a woman's kind of a garment or ornament. And it's not even a pot of a shemachal kalachayat, the Gemara says. Sometimes you give it to your wife to carry it for you, a whole story. Fine. Good. It quotes the Gemara. He has a kash against the Rif. L'chein nir apirish Rashi's al. Shapirish v'chilufan bish t'chay av chatas koya tabas she'ein ole achoso v'lo koya machat. Fine. Rabbein Tam's al kosav. Let's go. Let's just start to really heat up. Rabbein Tam's al. V'lo gozru chachomim b'ish dilma shalfiu machvi. One of the Xeris Chazal, you'll take it off and show your friends. V'shein daka b'kach, it's a woman's maisa. V'chein mashma le'el d'katoni gabi kemeel v'vachalik, sh'renu b'shir v'tabas yotzol l'shuterabim. I'm at the shari b'gava, says v'tabas l'shuterabim. Fush. V'daf samachal. Ay, chilufein b'ish, name. Achiv chataskoi. D'b'ish yeshalav. Chosem mutter, and love chosem chayav chatos. But as far as the Issa de Rabbanan, it only applies to a woman, not to a man. And he quotes Yerushalmi. Why takshit the masa? Adesh anoshim shachtsoni el sein. Matiroso laharas tachaverti vishochachas amalechas aramas for the rabbi. Oh, women have this habit of showing, look at my pin and my necklace and my bracelet. Says women. Apparently it doesn't apply to men. Not a politically correct statement, but that's what it says. V'yesh v'yin rayim and I rishamim l'pirish rashi. the gasinen hasam. For ish ede sheena shachat mutter. Yeah? Shamina min hai mais the rabbin gamliel shiyar the tabas so chatzera b'shabas. Umafteach so zov yodo. Vigaru bo chavera b'shim ta'akshit. Hey. So what do you see? That it's usur for a man to go with a takshit. And when it says b'chol chatzero, what going to mean chatzero? Chatzero? Chatzero is his yard, has a fence. So we'll get to the Gemara later on, but it's important, very important to know now, at the corner of one pshat in the Gemara, whenever the Chazal asks, whenever the Chazal asks to go with something in the street, you can't even wear it, you can go in the yard. Why? You'll forget and carry it to the street. We'll see that's not applied into the house. We'll get to that later. So now the Rishon has four Hadar Omras in a row. Now we're not experts, at least I'm not expert in Rishon. What does Hadar Omra mean? I saw in the side, Kamash Malon. That's what Hadar Omra usually means. Hadar Omra, let's see. Hadar Omra, Amrit, Ha'osu the Tafshid Osu. Hadar Amrit, Ha'osu the Kach, the Kach. Hadar Amrit, Echad Ish, Vechad Isha. Hado Amrit, Afilib Mokam Sha Omru Lotetse, Vinyotza Inachayev Eschadas. What is that all about? What is the Yerushalmi saying? What does it mean? You have to go this through this Yerushalmi so carefully. Everything hangs in this Yerushalmi. And there are numerous interpretations. We'll see soon. We'll see two of them or three of them in the rush. Just until the end of the Siman. We'll see the Ran. It's really from the Ramban. And it's worthwhile looking in the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi itself. I put it in my Makomas, the various Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi itself. And then we'll see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. And it's a big mess. And how you resolve this Yerushalmi is critical for so many things. To give you one primary example, there are many women who on Shabbos, when there's no Erev, what do? They have a key, which is a decorative piece. You ever see these things? No, everyone has an Erev, and they don't see it anymore, but... Not talking, that's different. That's different. We'll see. That's different. But when I grew up, the women were having always had these pins with the key. Is that mutter? Is that asa? And why? Tune in tomorrow, Mr. Shem, for this important discussion. Tachshit. You see the word tachshit in brackets. It's in page Kuf Ayin Aleph, column 1, halfway down. So you see from here four things in Pashtus. Hado Amrit, that sounds like to I look on the side, Kamash Malon, four in a row. Ha'osu the tachshit, osu. Hado Amrit, ha'osu the kach o the kach. Hado Amrit, echad ish vechad isha. Hado Amrit, afilu b'mokom. Sounds like it's a string of four kamash malons in the Yerushalmi. The right of Pirush Rashi that a man also has the prohibitions of the various zeros which are found in the entire parak shishi of the Sefer Shabbos. Although it's something that's not awesome in the Torah, it's not considered to be a masui. It's considered to be for a woman, but even for a man. Rabbi Gamliel's a man. Varaz Alevi Zaldocha Rayazu. This is the Balamor. Shani Mafteach Shutakshit Ish Uli Isha. Hikachlo Plug Benish Li Isha. Avodovar Shahu Takshit Li Ish Velo Li Isha Mutter. The Balamor makes a distinction. If it's something which is a uniquely man's adornment, they never made a Xerah. But if it's both genders, then they asked it both for women and for men. Lo plug. Oh, lo plug. So now, so what is the what does it mean? Could you read the Rishonim this way? Sure you can. Had the armit also the kach or the kach? Who's the kach or the kach? How would you say? A little louder. Ishvi Isha. Also the kach or the kach. If it's something which is made for men and for women. Then Ada Amr the Echadish Vecharisha. So if it's made for men and women, then it's prohibited for both men and women. It's a little bit strange. You don't have four independent Hadar Amrits. First it says it's his tafshid, it's usher. Then it says, yeah, okay. If it's usher, lekach, lekach. Then, for men and women, then it's prohibited for men as well. So two and three are sort of together. It's a unit. It's one, two, three, and four. In terms of the Hadar Amrits. Am I making myself clear? That's what the Balamar seems to learn. Ramban zal amash ein dichui. It's wrong. Shere shom et chila v'yish ha'ide shena shach atzmut bitmiya. V'yish nishmina min ado. Ar ado amrit echad ish v'echad isha. Alma, she poshet lo she loso she shom mitach she dish tuchudei v'lo chilek. Ramban doesn't like the balamor's pshat. V'ani yom ha she chilek ki hei shalom nishmina min ado. Ar ha'osa le tach she osur. V'doch ha'shol ma she poshet leib. Homa ze eno hado amet also the kach lekach pius lishol isha vado amet ze any omer chadish vechadisha. Why just chat so that you don't have one, two, three, four in a row, four different kamash melons. If anything, two is an effective dechia to one. Hado amet starts by saying that a man is prohibited. Period. Then it says, well, not so fast. I agree with you halfway. If it's a tachshit, if it's for men and women equally, then I agree. It's a kind of a tchia. The words aren't so geschmack in terms of these. You understand the Ramban didn't like this so much because usually Hadar Amrit should be all four should be kamash melons. According to the Rosh's chat, two is really a tchia of one, and three is a partial restoration. So it's not so smooth. You saw in the I think it's in the Mara Haponim, one of the Mepharshim says, this is not Rishalmi speak. You know, those people, he's devoted his whole life to Rishalmi. This is not what the word is. It's a Dochak Pshat, he says. It's Pshat of the Rosh. Okay. The Yesh Mepharshim. Now we'll talk about a really interesting Pshat. Ha'osu lekach lekach kolomas she'osu letachshit u letashmish kemo mafteach she'poseach bo amanu v'ze'osu ben bish ben bisho. The Aroa Omer Litzorach Tashmisha Litzorach Tashmishu Motzio. The Chen Kosev Rabbi Shmuel Anogid Zal. The Beish Lo Sheach Gzera Sholof Machvi. What does that mean? Who does Yesh Mefarsh? What do they say? Got it all wrong. Lekach Lekach doesn't mean for man and for woman. Not at all. It means something totally different. It means it has a dual function. It's ornamental, it's also functional. Right? It's the tachshit and it's the tashmish. Both. Mafteach shel zahav v'yado, golden key. Golden means gold and key means key. Gold is a tachshit and key is a tashmish. And it serves both. And therefore what? And therefore, so how do you read the Rishalmi? Hadar Amrit. Ha'asur the Tachshit Asur. That was the original statement of the Rishalmi. Rabbi Gamliel's golden key is a Tachshit, it's Asur. Nothing more can say, no. Hadar Amrit, Ha'asur the Kach, L'Kach. No, I mean, it's not just only made from gold. It's not just purely a gold, it's also a key. It's us because it's a key. It's not a Rosh Lim's pshat. And what's wrong if it's a key? Well, the onlooker might say, presumably erroneously, that he's taking, not because it's gold, he's taking because it's a key. And that's not allowed. Instead of Rosh quotes from the Yesh Mefarsh. And then we say, Hado Amrit Echor Ish Vechor Isha. It's going to go back with Chumrah, right? A man is before she was Shalmi, a man is prohibited. So what do you mean? V'chein kotzav a rabbi shmein a shmuel a nagib debish lo shach zera shalaf amafri. Doesn't mean the yesh mefarshim. goes back to what we said before. He likes the Balamor, of all things. The Rosh likes the Balamor. I presume that Shmuel and August has said something similar. And, to go prove the point, Uva Ashkenaz Noagim Sha'osim Maftechos Betolos Hanoshim Osim Betzavarein B'shal Shalol Shal Ketzel Abachuti Tzavon V'yotzimen. It's not going to fit with the Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, this should be Yasser. Also the Tachsh de la Tashmish. Must be the Yesh Mefarshim, are wrong. Rather refers to Ishri Isha. And it's referring us to the Balamor's Pshat. It's the Korban Asana writes in Oz Gimel. Well, if he perish there, Shapi, Eshraim, and I Rishalmi, Delegavi, Anoshim, Shayach, Shalaf, and Mikvi. According to the Pshat of the Tashmish or the Tachsh. He doesn't like it.
Rav Bossi, with me so far. Chazer again. The Chazer, this is a very important Rishon. Chazer again. There are two pshatim in what the words mean, also the kach or the kach. This traditional pshat is man and woman. That's the whole context of the Rishalmi. And if that's true, then what happens? So there's a dispute between Balamor and Ramban. And the Rosh is like the Balamor side. The Ramban says, you see Mefurish, Lamaskana, that Ish is Asur. And the Balamor and the Rosh say, no, to the contrary. It's only Usher if it's an adornment for both men and women. Then they made a low plug. But if it is something which for men only, it's an American expression, men only. It's a men only, so then in fact it would be mutter. That dispute exists assuming that the conventional pshat, traditional pshat, that it means kach v'kach is ish v'isha. Then this is a totally different pshat, that it means tachshit v'tashmish. If that's the case, then there's no basis to assume any heter for men only. And you have an iser of tachshit v'tashmish. And of course the question becomes, what will be those who disagree? Meaning Ashkenaz. They presumably hold that the tachshit v'tashmish is in fact permissible. Why? Why? What happened to the Aroa Omer, the Tzorach Tashmishu Motzio? It's kind of a Marisayim. They're not worried about Marisayim. That's the Pashtus. They're not worried about Marisayim. Everybody with me so far? You got any question? Ask me now. Yes. Oh, the Ramban says men only is Asa. The Balamor says men only is Mutter. The Ramban says it starts off men only is Asa and never rejected it. Says the Rosh, what do you mean they rejected it? They did reject it. That's what it means when it says that also the kach or the kach. Then and only then is echad ish v'echad isha. Yes. Because there's no reason to assume to the contrary. Gemara started off that it's also for sure. The only way out is the Balamor. What's the Balamor's way out? He says, Ha'osu l'kach l'kach, Echa ish v'echad isha. It's made for men and women. Men and women are awesome. But if Ha'osu l'kach l'kach be something else in left field, that shot won't work. Feel that's what you're left with. I don't know. The Ramban for some reason didn't like this shot. I don't know. He just didn't like it. I'm not sure why. What's wrong with the Balamor's track? The Ramban's lashon was. Let's read together this one more time. Ein dichoy. Shereishal metchila vayish ayadesh and asharas muta betmiya. Veheishiv nishmina min ador. Ad hador amrit. Echad ish vechad isha. Alma she poshet lo she losa she shol mi tachshit ish lechudei. Velo chilek. There's no chilek anywhere. Now, You ask what the Ramban do with the expression of also the kach or the kach. That's your asking. If he yelled at Yashma Farshim, I understand. But if he didn't, what did he do? Let's turn to the Ran and see. He quotes the Ramban. See the Ran quotes the Ramban that everybody has. This is the Ran on the Maram Akarmis. Chavol, I believe it is. Well, it starts Chafayim and Beis. Well, Chazer again. It's worth Chazerin. Fifth wide line. Al Kosh the B'Shem Rabbein Atamzal, the Hadach Tachshid and the Asri Mishem Dilma, the Shalfa, Michvi, Adatka, Ben Noshim, Datan Kalalei, and the Spor, B'Tachshid Teyen, Abba B'Ad Noshim, the Lo'ov, the Wachi Shori. It's before the vain American male. I mean, it wasn't such vanity then. V'Yishrael, the Dvar, B'Yushalmi, B'Pirkin, I mean, and also Takshita Lamayin Osurin, Shanosh Shachzani is saying, right? Be Matiyot Maras and the Chaver to be Shochachov and Umalechas Dalad Amos. Before Shagamen Etam, V'Yafal Pi Sharmu Shavim Mokam Achin and Yishalmi. I feel the Mokam Shal Amuloch Teitiv and Yotzei Nachem Eschadus Asurin Otzis Ba Bechatzera at the Gzera of Chotzer Otto Vishusarabim. Applied even where you have Potter Abba Lassa and Rishus Rabbim. Moses Rabbim Gamliel's Meister. Moses Ado Amrit Echad Ish Vechad Isha Mashma Lechora Miyon Tachshitin Asur Nafli Ish Shalok Li Rabbein Atamzal Ulifizet Te Sugi Zuchaluk Alos Memet Shal Rabbi Abba Shiskanu. Rabbi Abba said that it's only problem by women. Noshim Shachtanit Limaskona. It sounds like it's saying that it's also for men too. It's a machlekes. The Rashba says that pshat. It's a machlekes, the beginning of the Rishab and the end of the Rishab. He paskas the kula by the Rabbanans. And the Shabbor Rabbanza v'loime the ikal the meimad lo palginan shum the hachikar minan mi'amina the hachurma yisera the davdinan loma shafilu dvorim shlonesim b'shusarabim eli mishim shvus shiru asurim b'chotzer the name of davka b'isha. Oh, Ramban put two things together. That's very important. This is unappreciated in the Rush, but the Ran puts it in bold relief. The Rush is focusing, although he quotes the Yerushalmi, he's talking about Rishus HaRabim. It's the Ramban with this beautiful combination of factors. He says that when the Gemara later on is discussing the question of men versus women, it's not discussing in the street. In the street it's upgaret, it's certain. Men, right? That it sounds like it's men, according to the Ramban Shita. Ramban says, again, men and women are the same thing. Same thing. The only possibility we should be made by men is in the yard. Chazal say, and that's it, I want you to just see it in the Bavli, just keep your hands here on the Ran page, Chav Vav Amad Aleph. But while you're doing that, just to see it with Farish and Bavli, we'll get to it later, but just to see where it says it. It's an important quote, Tav Shah Magdal and Mabez. Just to look at it for a minute. Amar Rav, Kol She'osu, we're halfway on the page, the small hayas. Kol She'osu Chachamim L'Tesbo B'Rishus HaRabim, Osu L'Tesbo L'Chotzer, Chutz Mikvula Pe'anochwis, Shlot Tzgan Al Baila, the Gemara explains. Here's in the Bavli. Whatever you can't carry in the street or walk within the street, you can't walk that way even in your chotzer. The Bavli too, it's not only Yerushalmi. So, that's going on the Mishnah, which talks about women. Yotz Isha Bechutei Seyem, what about men with respect to that extra chumrah of chotzer Otter Rishis Arabim? Does that apply to men as well as to women? In the street, they're all the same. That's what Ramban understood. Let's take a look. The name of Davka B'Yish is Shuchetzes. Avo B'Yish Shein HaShochet Armin and Dvorim Shein HaSurin LaMishim Shvus B'Shus HaRabim Sheyimu Torla B'Chotzer. At least, not in the street, but in the Chotzer. Odimaloshna. That's exactly what they brought a riot from Rabbi Gamliel. Where was he? He was Bechatzero. And they yelled at him, they scolded him. Now, why did it say Mishum Tafshit? Look at this Ramban, very important. Kaloma, third wide line. She'ilu lo oya Tafshit, hoya mutter le tayel bo Bechatzer. Deleka le meim Hashem yetze bo. I can't have anything in my hands on Shabbos in my own chutzer. No, only a tachshit. I will afishay a tachshit garabol afishay kadova karov shi'etzi b'mishu seravim. V'ilu yotzubo hoya yisra filu b'dover afilu timtzaloma shalom nechza tachshit li'ish. The time of the milsa shudahocha kevin she'esha mafteach shu tzorachlo ikal amechash Shemi Yitztarachlov Yotzienu V'Yatzbo V'Yaviroa V'Abamas V'Sarabim Avalom Tachshit and Mutarliish. This is a wild run. It flips 180 degrees without telling you. So much so, this line is found in the Ramban to Rabbi Sazalman and makes Ago. Zeus doesn't read straight. Right? It sounds like he's saying everything's Asar, 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 Asar. He turns around and says maybe it's Mutar. Maybe this Mafteach is a unique situation. I don't know. How do you read? Could you read? It was on the Ma'amar Kamos. No one came to ask me a question. How do you read the Ran? A person has a long footnote about it also. And his Ramban on Shabbos. You have to have that go, Rabbi Sazalman. You don't have to have that go. Patches, you don't, because the Ran is saying the same thing. Okay. So we're a little bit, not clear as to what exact is the Ramban's maskana. Sounds like he's saying, Osir, but that's how the Rosh quotes it. But in the way the Ran quotes it here, and if you look at the Chiddush Ramban, it's also that way. You have to say everything is Osir. Says in Tim Saloma, even Tim Saloma, that a man is not also by a tachshit, the mafteach is worse. So that seems to be the reverse. We started saying earlier was quoted in the Rush. It's a bit of a problem. But now on both sides, we saw the Rishonim, we saw the Rush, we saw the Ran. Let's look ourselves. Not that we have a better eyes, but we can look through the eyes of the Mefarshei Yerushalmi. I've almost often said when you read Yerushalmi, they're experts in every field. Right? These experts will say, who am I compared to the Yerushalmi? I'm nobody. But they're still experts in the field. They spent their whole life writing on the Yerushalmi. This sensitivity to the lashon of the Yerushalmi is there. We don't really know well. We hardly understand the syntax of the Bavli. I'm speaking from, I don't know, maybe you're better than me, but you get the Yerushalmi, I really get nervous. Am I reading it right? Bavli, at least we think we understand the words. You know, we know. Not with an art scroll. But we know more or less how to get this through the sentence. And Yerushalmi, it's not always clear. Is it a kash, is it a teretz? You know which way you're coming or going. It often happens in Yerushalmi. There's no exception. The Karban Aeda, who was, I guess, perhaps the Mefarsh on the Yerushalmi, his parish is found here in the standard edition of Yerushalmi. Writes as follows. First he says, why is it Asar in the Chotzer? It's Chodek Zeru. Kula Chodek Zeru. What about a man? Mishum Tachshit, he quotes the Ramban. I'll read it to you. She'a no say also let's bow. Oh, let's bow. At the Ran point down. You saw that at the Ran? Maybe more clear than that. Before she was Shalmi. Mefurish Yerushalmi. Black and white. Lura Bosai. So it's clear, according to the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, this is the fact. And the two deists aren't fighting about this point. They all agree. They fight about only one different point. Is there Maris Ayin or not? But if you're carrying your key and your purpose is what, Rabosai? What? So you can open the door? Chayav Chatas. That means, or we say Kamash Malon,